Om Shanti. I'm seeing Madhuban as a container that's holding all of us very safe, a container in which Baba's able to fill many things within us, but also within the container itself. And so it means that as soon as we step into Madhuban, immediately we are able to absorb what the container holds. I say this because I arrived in Madhuban just yesterday evening, and yet immediately there's that sense of this place not just sacred, but also filled with many, many treasures that one can tap into and connect with immediately. Some places you go and you have to acclimatize yourself. But you come into Madhuban, and I think it's true even for new people. As soon as they step into Madhuban, you're able to absorb outside Madhuban, outside these gates. It's a different world. And so the whole story of cultural adjustment and everything else happens. But in Madhuban, you're in Baba's world, and so you're able to absorb instantly. I want to first share a few thoughts about this word bliss, and then God's company and bliss. You can see how with other words there's a contrast. There's pleasure and there's pain, and that's very much associated with the physical senses. And so the senses bring pleasure, but also then there'll be a point of pain. You love ice cream and it gives you a lot of pleasure, but keep eating the ice cream and you're going to get a stomachache. And so the physical senses, and there'll always be that contrast. And then happiness and sorrow. And if it's the happiness that's truly within, then no problem. I'm generating the happiness, I'm sustaining the happiness, and I'm able to keep it. But yet still, some Brahmins experience how everything seems to be fine and you are happy, but there's a wave of sorrow that comes in from somewhere. And probably it's either that I still have the habit of taking sorrow, and so someone says something happens and that habit kicks in and there's sorrow. Or sometimes even it's sorrow that's buried deep within the soul and has been there, maybe not even just in this one birth, but maybe birth after birth. And so there's a samskar that gets triggered and sorrow comes. And so there's happiness and sorrow, both things fluctuating. But when we speak about bliss, in Hindi there isn't a contrasting word of bliss, but equally in English there isn't a contrasting word of bliss. And so yes, you go beyond the senses, you come to the inner state of being, you deal with your sanskars, and then you begin to get a taste of that bliss. And when I see the dadis, I was just noticing somewhere in the last few days that every photograph I've seen of Dadiji, it's sparkling, absolutely sparkling. And so that state of constant bliss. And Dadijanki, her face is very expressive. And so she expresses many things through her face. But yet, very often, you see that state in which it's just bliss. And it doesn't matter what's happening with the body. The body may be not well. And today Baba spoke about how Baba has a huge household to deal with. Well, the household in Sakar Baba's days was 4,000. And the household today is 1,000,000. And even just in Madhuban, in Sakar Baba's days, 40 people for Madhuban Navasis. And today, just Madhuban Navasis, it's 1,100. That's the surrendered Madhuban Navasis. And then you get the multi-thousands who come as servers to help. So it's a big household. And yet, even with the big household, you push the button with Dadi and she starts sharing gyan and she's in bliss. And the problems, well, you can imagine. In one center, 5 students, 20 students, 100 students and many sanskars to deal with. But here, the multi-thousands and the bliss, the ability to go above all of these and stay up above and experience bliss. And so it's possible for human beings to experience bliss. That's my point. Here in this human world, not just somewhere up above, but here in this physical dimension, dealing with all the things of the physical world, it's still possible to experience bliss. And so how good am I at doing that? Leave it with you. So just this point about bliss. But the second point that I want to make about bliss is an expression that comes in Hindi. Sat Chit Anand. You've heard that expression. And you've heard Shiv Baba use this expression for Baba. That God is the one who's remembered as the one who's the truth, the one who's the living being, the one who's the embodiment of bliss. And so, am I able to experience truth? And to whatever degree I experience truth, to that extent I'm able to experience the living force, the life force that I am, and the bliss. And that's an absolute reality. I move away from truth, and I move away from even happiness, never mind bliss. But the closer I am to truth, and it's a journey, so the closer I am to truth, the easier it is to touch that feeling of bliss. And the more I hold on to truth, the more I'm able to experience that state of bliss. And so truth is absolutely a requisite for bliss. And truth is interesting because wherever it is I stand, I say this is the truth. I'm I'm thinking about all the religions. And all the religions will say, but of course this is the truth. And yes, they're connected with the seed. And so whatever it is they've taken from the seed, there's the essence of truth there. But then of course other things get mixed in. And okay, so now I've come to the understanding of God's knowledge, the truth of the soul, the truth of God, the truth of karma. But just the understanding of that isn't enough. The application of that understanding in my life is what's able to bring me the experience of bliss. So those were the sort of context in terms of this word bliss. But the company of God and the experience of that. What I'd like us to do is a few exercises. And I don't want you to stand and stretch your arms and legs. But mental exercises. And through those mental exercises, have a feeling, a taste of that experience of bliss. Shall we do that? Okay. So what I'll do is say a few words and then do a commentary. And let's see how we get on. When I first come to Baba, the first experience of mother and father, coming home to my parent, and as I experience the joy of coming to my parent and really feeling God's love, God's protection, it's a joy that is beyond the physical senses. Bhakti has remembered Ati Indriya Sukh, the joy that is beyond, the happiness that is beyond the senses, and happiness that pervades the senses, so that through the eyes, through the face, you can see that here's a soul who's found something. So let's experiment with this first relationship, the company of God as my mother and father. So forget about whether the lights are white or red or whatever it is, doesn't matter. But just follow the thoughts. I've come to the awareness of I, the soul. I experiment with being the master. I, the soul, the master of this instrument. And now, for a little while, I step away from this instrument and my thoughts go to Baba, the Supreme, the Being of Light. And as I connect with Baba, I realize that Baba loved me so much that Baba came looking for me. I wouldn't have been able to find Baba that Baba found me. And the joy of having been found by Baba emerges in my heart. And as I realize that I had strayed so far away from my mother and father and gone wandering off into many different things, Baba's love remained constant. My love was diverted in many human directions, and Baba didn't mind. Baba saw this, but still maintained his love for me. I'm beginning to appreciate how powerful Baba's love for me is. Consistent, constant, and eternal. Baba's love for me cared for me even when I denied my relationship with him. And Baba found me. Aware of this, my heart begins to sing. Now I can reciprocate that love. Now the deep desire in the heart is to do as Baba wants me to do. And in this awareness of I, detached from bodily beings, detached from my body, God's love fills me totally, and there are no empty spaces left, filled with love and gratitude. There is bliss. My parent came looking for me, and I'm reunited with my parent. The bliss of this reunion is something that I hadn't even imagined was possible. Baba isn't far away. Baba is here with me. I feel. My treasure store. In particular, the truth and power. And in this experience of a relationship that has existed long before this body and will continue to exist after this body perishes. This eternal relationship gives me bliss. My mother and father, whom I can always depend on. The soul connected with the Supreme Mother and Father enjoys bliss. Om Shanti. I truly recognize Baba and can feel the love that Baba has to give for me. Yes, definitely. That's bliss. And this mother and father will never say, I'm too busy, I'll talk to you later, I've got too much work to do, don't bother me. How often have Lokic parents said, don't bother me now, I'm too busy. And the Supreme Mother and Father, never busy, unlimited. A Lokic mother and father will always have a favorite. There'll be three kids and one kid will be the favorite one. And the other two will feel it and say, but why is it that you always give attention to this one? Or maybe they can't even say it. They'll carry it in their heart. Someone just recently wrote Daddy an email that Daddy had to answer and asked me to reply to. And the person said that their lack of self-esteem, now they realize they didn't earlier, but their lack of self-esteem is because out of three, the mother loved the son and the father loved the other daughter, but neither of them loved her. And I'm sure they loved her, but not to the same extent. And so human beings, parents, have a limited capacity. And so they can do this much or this much, but not everything for everyone. And so she said how when she found Baba, or Baba found her, she felt Baba's love lifting her, and for the first time in her life, she felt valued, and she felt that state of self-respect. So that was beautiful. But God, such a big, 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 big heart, that everyone is included within that heart. That is shared. How at one point she'd seen, she's not a trance messenger, but she said she'd had this scene in front of her, and it was like Baba's heart was open, and everyone was coming into that heart and was merging into that heart. And so Baba's love as the mother and father gives the soul the taste of bliss. And every time I remember who my parent is and keep that company, bliss is available. And so experiment with it more and more, and you'll feel that bliss. And of course, the more you're able to stay in that state of bliss, the more you radiate that, and you bring other souls closer to Baba also. Because what's the advertisement? Why should they give up the things of Kali Yuga? Even though the things of Kali Yuga are painful, but yet still, they're attractive. And so, there needs to be something more attractive that's going to make them say, okay, that's not what I want, this is what I want. The second relationship I want to take up, and for me it was definitely the relationship of teacher, because I love Baba's Gyan. Baba's Gyan is so incredible that again and again I appreciate how truly Baba has explained everything, everything. There's secrets that Baba keeps sharing. I mean, today's Murli, I felt that every sentence Baba was sharing something more, something more, something more. Do service, be busy and you'll be happy. But also, be sweet, and then service will be the power that brings others to God. The definition of service: liberating others from the chains of Ravan. But it means that you have to be free from the chains of Ravan yourself first. So, just so many different things. Every sentence, it was like Baba was making a connection of one thing and another thing that was different. Not the normal things that you would think about, but different. And so that's what I love about Baba the teacher, that there's an angle, a twist, a new way of looking at things, a different explanation, interpretation. And so Baba the supreme teacher, and experiencing the company of the supreme teacher, and the joy and the bliss of that is very beautiful. And when I hear some of the dadis go into the depth of Baba's knowledge and unpack it for us, Baba says something, like today Baba said, sometimes there are omens. And so you hear it, and then you hear dadi tease it out for you and explain what are omens, what are those shadows, why do they come, how do they come, and how to deal with them, like she did. I think most of you have actually come after she took that lesson on omens, and then I've been away, so maybe she's talked about it again. Who's heard Daddy's explanation about omens and how they happen and why and so on? Not many. Okay, so just in one sentence without the detail, but it was really beautiful. Bad omens come because of carelessness, lack of attention to soul consciousness. And then the shadow that comes on the soul means that you're no longer understanding truth, reality. And so to remove those bad omens, deep practice of soul consciousness and deep practice of being with Baba and seeking good company. So that's just a sort of one-liner to explain, but it was a very interesting thing. But my point is that when I hear things like this, things that open my intellect in that way, it's such an amazing feeling that I'm still just diving into the ocean, beginning to pick up the pearls that come from the ocean. And so the experience of God as teacher, the supreme teacher, and then the instruments that he has created, it's a terrific sense of bliss for me. So let's experiment with Baba, the companion teacher, the teacher who's with me at all times to help me. Normally you would have access to a teacher only certain times, and then they're gone. They're off to another lesson, or they're not accessible anymore. They keep themselves away. But Baba, the teacher, you invoke the teacher and he's there. And the supreme teacher, every single day, there sharing new things, holy tonight. I mean, there's always an anticipation and expectation of what is Baba going to say tonight. But just imagine, Baba's been speaking a Murli on holy since 1970. 69, I don't think Baba made a big thing about holy. It was just a few months after Baba became avyakt. So I don't think there was a big holy Murli. But from 1970 onwards, so all of these years, every year we've been hearing a Murli on holy. And yet, for sure, there'll be something new that Baba will say about holy today again. And so the beauty of the ocean, amazing, amazing. And how within the gathering, there'll be people who've heard Baba for 75 years, and they'll be nodding and thinking, this is beautiful. And there'll be those who are here for the first time. Who's here in Madhuban for the first time? A good number. And when Baba asks this question tonight, you'll see that in terms of the Bharatvasis, it'll be half. It'll be at least 50% who'll be there for the first time. And the amazing thing is that the ocean is able to satisfy those who heard Muralis for 75 years and those who are hearing Murali for the first time. Now that is the marvel of the ocean, isn't it? So let's have a short meditation experimenting with the teacher. Sitting quietly, I reflect. I, the soul, have understood so many, 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 many things from the Supreme Teacher. And each day, my teacher shares more insights with me. And each time I recognize something new from the ocean of knowledge, it's as if I have a greater glimpse of truth. And going deeper and deeper into the ocean, I pick out more jewels, more pearls, and I realize how God has made my life so valuable. And the more treasures I receive and hold within myself, the more valuable I become. I see the beauty of these jewels and how beautiful they have made my life. And I touch the state of bliss. I have so many treasures that truly God has blessed me with bliss. These are treasures that multiply every time I share them, and every time I see them and appreciate them. And I taste bliss. And the more I understand, the closer I come to the truth. And filling myself with truth, I can feel the limitations of my intellect dropping away. My vision had been so narrow. My perspective had been so limited. And the truth from my teacher has lifted me above the illusion, the limitation, the falsehood. And in this truth, I experience bliss. The Supreme Teacher has given this awareness of truth as a gift to help me come to my own original state of bliss. And I know when I hold on to this absolute truth, absolute bliss stays with me. And the vibrations of this bliss reach out into the world and awaken hope in souls searching for truth. I stay connected with the Supreme Teacher, so that my teacher can help me at all times, so that nothing changes the state of bliss. I was thinking the other day that the Supreme Teacher taught us the 18 chapters of the Gita all the way through till 1969. And then when Shiv Baba came on the 21st of January, Baba said, "It's only Shiv Baba who's come, not Brahma Baba, but Shiv Baba. And Shiv Baba's taught you everything." And so what has Baba been doing since 1969? He's been giving us extra tuition. Baba, Brahma Baba, didn't hear a single Avyakta Murali. He heard all the Sakar Muralis. The mouth was speaking, but he was listening. Mama didn't hear a single Avyakta Murali. And so the clever students moved quickly and got their scholarship without any extra tuition. We've had tuition. extra. But there comes a point when certainly the teacher has to say, okay, enough is enough. But the tutor is available at all times. And so I seek that company and take that help, and the tuition will help me attain bliss. You can experiment with all the relationships in this way and experience bliss. But the last one that I want to take up now is the experience of Baba, the world benefactor, and the soul as being Baba's helper, and the bliss that this brings. I remember when my mother would ask me to help her with little things in the kitchen. If it was a fixed duty, and she'd say to me, "I want you here at this time every day to do this," then I'd rebel. But when she'd say to me, "I'm going to be doing this, I want you to come and help me, do you want to do that?" I'd enjoy it. And so, a variety of things, different things, and it was fun, it was great. And so Baba, the world benefactor, the one who's come to uplift the world, bring benefit to the whole wide world. And Baba invites us, "Do you want to come and help me?" And today's Murali was very much service, service and more service. Forget about your sleep, forget about your rest. Just stay engaged with Baba in service. And I won't ask you to put up your hands, but I know for a fact that everyone who's here, whatever little or more experience they've had of being Baba's helper in service, has brought a tremendous exhilaration and a great bliss, right? And so sometimes it's little things, sometimes it's big things, sometimes it's unexpected things, but any time I have that feeling of doing something for Baba and Baba's yagya and for Baba's service with love, like Baba said today, if I'm doing it with that feeling of love, it's a state of bliss. And you can do the same thing, and you do it out of a sense of duty. I'm supposed to be doing this. I have to do this. And forget it, no bliss. But that feeling, this is Baba's invitation to me to create my fortune. I'm doing this for Baba because I want to help in Baba's task. And it's not just a question of giving gyan. If Baba's task were just giving gyan, Madhuban would not exist. That's the reality. Out of Madhuban, and it's 1,100 surrendered people, how many give classes? 5? 10? Max? And so what is everybody else doing? Everybody else is creating the yagya, is part of the yagya, so that we can benefit and we experience so much joy from that. And out of our hearts, we give blessings, not only to the 5 or 10 people who give classes, we truly give blessings from our heart for the people in the kitchen, the people in transport, the people in accommodation, the people in the offices. So service and bringing benefit is multifold tasks, many, many, many tasks. And yes, others give blessings, but when I do service, in whatever way it may be, the joy I get out of being Baba's helper brings me bliss. And so we've just got a few minutes left now, but let's experiment with that, of being a helper in God's work, so that we experience the bliss of that. I, the soul, aware of Baba, see Baba as the world benefactor. Baba has nothing but benefit in his heart, in his mind, and in his intellect. And as I feel, company with Baba, I feel Baba's deep, deep desire and good wishes for me, that I should experience benefit and upliftment. And as I feel Baba's desire for my benefit, I blossom, I shine, and I begin to fly. And having experienced so much benefit from Baba, I ask Baba, Baba, what can I do in return for everything that you've given me? And Baba says, child, I need nothing. but the world needs peace and love. And so in my heart, I now resolve that everything that I'll do will be filled with peace, with love, and as I hold that in my mind, my heart begins to fly. And as I share peace and love, and those vibrations return to me, multiplied, I feel bliss. I have the fortune of being God's helper. The amazing opportunity of helping in God's task. An opportunity to sow seeds that are going to bring me fruits for not just half the cycle, but the entire cycle. And there is bliss. Experiencing this bliss, I determine that my thoughts, my words, and my actions have to be of helping in God's task at all times, keeping God is my companion. I hold this thought and come back to the things here and now. But especially today, it'll be easy to make God my companion and stay in bliss. Om Shanti. Enjoy the fortune of being with God.
Om Shanti. We just have half an hour more to conclude our bhatti, silence bhatti. So I request Chakradhari Didi to say a few words so that though, so to say, it will be concluded, but probably it will be a good beginning. So I'll ask her, request her to say a few words, and then we'll continue Baba's remembrance till 11:30. And after that you can take rest, take lunch, and become ready for wonderful Baba's meeting.
Om Shanti. As we all know that today is the last day of our silence bhakti. And in the morning it was announced that this bhakti will go on up till 11:30 in this hall. But we should not think that 3 days bhakti has been finished. It continue, and Baba will conclude this bhakti up till the evening with his versions and with the power of love, bliss. And when Baba will bless us with his versions, with his power and with his blessings, with his love, then that love, that bliss, we will have within us and shower it to each and everyone wherever we will go. So this bhakti will continue until Baba will conclude this bhakti up till evening. Maybe you can go from here to your rooms, can take rest, or whatever you want to do, can do, but be in your state of silence. Don't forget, bhakti only finished in this hall, but Baba will conclude this bhakti in the evening. Let us sit. And how you like this bhakti? Do you like, do you enjoy this bhakti? Because such a bhakti, if you enjoy, raise your hand. And I can say we all are blessed souls who will be blessed by Baba in the evening, then our bhakti will be concluded. Let us sit for 30 minutes in Baba's remembrances and feel ourselves whatever Baba wants to bless us.